To visualize this, imagine two 747s side by side, attached by their wings, almost like they're arm in arm. It's sort of like a flying catamaran. It'll be the largest airplane ever built with six jet engines, and hanging from the wing in the middle will be a rocket. This is where Paul Allen's team, a collaboration of three existing companies, will have to really innovate. The giant plane will fly to 30,000 feet and then drop the rocket, which will shoot from there into orbit. Allen says he's been fascinated by spaceships since he was a kid, and he's happy to put millions into it, even though success is uncertain.
It's well known that I'm a huge fan of anything that pushes forward the boundaries of what you can do in science and technology. That's my history. Those are my passions. So everything from the Brain Institute to Spaceship One, a new radio telescope, anything that pushes those boundaries and increases our ability to do new things, to me, is an exciting opportunity.
Allen is joining a new space race that's underway, with a handful of private companies trying to replace the retired shuttle, including one funded by Amazon's Jeff Bezos. Allen's putting his wealth behind a design by legendary innovator Burt Rutan. They also teamed up on Spaceship One, which was awarded the XPRIZE for being the first private program to send a human into space. The new Strato launch system will in theory be able to carry six people into orbit, but it'll start by competing for contracts to launch satellites, with test flights in about 5 years. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.